しゃ、猿を張り付けにしようぜ。
JapanesePod101.com。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Naomi です。
Akihiro です。
Peter here. Waiting for Goto. Naomi sensei.
はい。
Did you get the joke?
わかんない。
通じましたか？
全然わかんないです。Go to? わかんない。Goto? わからないです。
Goto? Akihiro さん、did you get the joke?
Maybe I did. Goto? If you look at the alphabet, it looks like go to.
Ah. Not bad. I didn't think about it that way, but a little bit ちょっと違いますね。Waiting for Godot. It's a very famous book where the person is waiting for this person named Godot.
すみません。
え、何？
知りませんでした。
では次の OK 次行きましょう。Let's、はい、let's move on.
はい。
Messages for this, please. So, My question for you is, Naomi-sensei, どうなってますか? What's going on here? 想像してください。Please try to imagine.
後藤さんは事故に遭いましたかね?
後藤さん。積極的ですね、Naomi-sensei。
Or kidnapped?
Kidnapped? 誘拐ですか?
はい。
後藤さんが来ないんですよね。
Yeah, the person named Goto still hasn't come.
どうしちゃったんでしょうね。
いや、ナオミ先生に聞かないでください。Let's not ask.
どうしたんだろう。
But let me ask you, kidnapped by who?
と、ヤクザ。わかんない。
The Japanese mafia? Shall we see what's going on in this conversation?
はい。
遅いわね。何してるのかしら。もう1時半だわ。何かあったのかしら。遅れる人じゃないのに。携帯もつながらないし心配だわ。なんか嫌な予感がする。実家に電話しようかな。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
遅いわね。何しているのかしら。もう1時半だわ。何かあったのかしら。遅れる人じゃないのに。携帯もつながらないし、心配だわ。何か嫌な予感がする。実家に電話しようかな。
今度は英語が入ります。
遅いわね。何してるのかしら。
It's late. I wonder what he's doing.
もう1時半だわ。何かあったのかしら。遅れる人じゃないのに。
It's already 1:30. I wonder if something happened. It's not like him to be late.
携帯もつながらないし、心配だわ。なんか嫌な予感がする。実家に電話しようかな。
I can't get through to his cell phone either. I'm worried. I have a bad feeling about this. I think I'll call his parents' house.
So, Naomi-sensei, let's ask...Akihiro-san, what he thought of today's conversation?
Akihiro-san, 今日の会話はどう思いますか?
この着物を着た女の人のすごく心配した気持ちが伝わってきますね。
So the person wearing the kimono, she's seems like she's really worried.
そうですね。よく待ちますね。
全部で 1時間ですか、
うん、
She's waiting a lot, over an hour.、
うん、ピーターさんはどのくらい人を待ってますか
My limit was 1 hour. And because as soon as they're late, I'm angry. But then I want to, you know, all right, I'll give them a little bit more and a little bit more. And then after a while, I wanted to find out what was really wrong.
何が起こったのか知りたいという感じですね。
So I called and, まあ、電話して、私が起こしました。
あ、それは実際の経験ですね。
Yes. It's like a real story. So like,
起こしたということは相手は寝てたんですね。
You got it.
ああ、そうですか。
So I called the person. I woke them up. I was like, oh, I'll be there in a couple minutes.
無理ですよね。ああ、そうですか。
でも結局許しました。I forgave them.
そうですか。優しいですね。
怖そうですね、アキラさん。
怖くないですよ。
いや、あの、ナオメ先生が、What is your limit?
私は1時間半です。
ああ、an hour and a half. What happened?
私も友達、女の子と待ち合わせをしてたんですが、彼女も寝てました。
So you were also waiting for a friend and she overslept.
そうです。でも私はその時、携帯がなかったので、ずっと待ってました。
Ah, at the time they didn't have cell phones. So, got it.
So, demo, because I got so worried, when I saw her, I was so happy. とても嬉しかったです。ああ、来てくれてよかったと言って怒らなかったです。
That's so...
本当ですよ。
単純ですね。so sweet and simple and... Yeah.
そう。単純なんです、私。
Let's ask
Akihiro さん。Akihiro さんは人をどのくらい待てますか
Akihiro さん、how long would you wait for somebody?
10分
え、でも Akihiro さん遅れたりしますよね。
oh, はい、but, 15, but 15分ぐらい。
About 15 minutes.
自分に甘くて人に厳しいんですね。
I like that expression. Hard on other people, soft on yourself. One more time?
人に厳しくて自分に甘いんですね。
I like it.
まあ私もそうですけ
ど。Okay, let's take a look at some of the vocab we have here. First we have?
待ち人。
Person being waited for.
待ち人。待ち人。
Next we have?
来ず。
Conjugated form of the verb 来る, to come. In this case, won't come.
来る。ず、こず。
Followed by?
着物。
着
物。着物。着物。
Naomi sensei, how often do you see people in these kinds of outfits wearing kimonos on the street?
どう思いますか、キロさん。
People wear kimono on special occasions, so not so often these days.
Yeah.I wear kimono every week because I do tea ceremony.
Oh. Really?
So, yeah, I wear kimono every Sunday. But, yeah, usually people don't wear kimono very often.
Some people wear kimono on like, wedding days.
そうですね。結婚式とか。
I think a lot of people, their first time to wear a kimono, besides when they're children and their parents dress them up, but...The first time to probably wear a kimono is when they turn 20, coming of age day.
そうですね。成人式。
そうですね。あれはみんな着ますね。
男性は着ないですか？
男性は少ないですね。スーツが多い。
あ、そうですか。
So most guys don't wear kimonos, they wear suits. So then for guys, maybe their wedding day. Okay, next we have.
遅い。
Late.
遅い。遅い
Followed by?
経過
Passage
経過経過
Can we have an example sentence here?
1時間経過する
One hour will pass
はい
Next we have?
遅れる
To be late
遅れる遅れる
Followed by?
携帯
Mobile telephone
携帯携帯
Next we have?
つなぐ
To connect
つなぐつなぐ
And can we have a sample sentence with using this word and the previous word?
携帯がつながらない。
The phone won't connect is the literal translation, but mean you can't get a hold of someone. This is something you hear if you try to call someone and their telephone is off or out of range. Next we have?
心配
Worry.
心配心配
Followed by?
嫌な
Unpleasant.
嫌な嫌な
Actually, we should probably say 嫌 Na is because 嫌 is a na adjective. So if 嫌 precedes something, the na is placed after it. But if it's standalone, it's fine on its own. And you will hear a lot of people say often, 嫌
夏は嫌
The summer is unpleasant.
はい、ゴキブリは嫌
Cockroaches are unpleasant. So can we have a sample sentence?
嫌な予感がする
I have an unpleasant feeling. I have a bad feeling.
そう、これはよく映画とかで使われる。
This is often used in movies.
うん、フレーズですよね。嫌な予感がするよとか。
I've got a bad feeling.
はい。
And then someone gets killed.
そうそうそうそう。
When it is spoken, I think E is dropped. We just say, 嫌な予感。
そうですよね。そうですね。
Next we have?
予感。
Presentiment.
予感、予感。
Followed by?
実家。
One's parents' home.
実家、実家。
Now let's quickly take a look at this conversation. Now, the interesting here is this conversation really spoken like an older woman.
Oh.
男の人ではないですね。
そうですね。とてもフェミニン。フェミニンな感じですね。
Okay, so let's have Nami-sensei read this one. First we have?
遅いわね。
So, it's late, or the person's late. He or she's late. Here we have two sentence ending particles. The first one, wa, is primarily feminine.
Yeah, very feminine.
Sentence ending particle.
はい。
And this is followed by ne.
はい。
Wa is used to add emphasis, as is ne. So,This person maybe is not usually late. And that's kind of the nuance here.、
Mm.
This is followed by?
何しているのかしら?
I wonder what he's doing. We're assuming the person she's waiting for is a he, but it could easily be a she, her friend.
あ、そうですね。
But yes, this かしら at the end is, again, a feminine way of speaking.
そうですね。
So, 30 minutes go by, then we have?
もう1時半だわ。
It's already 1:30.The mo in there indicates already. Then we have?
1時半
1:30?
だ
Plain form of the copula? Followed by?
わ
Again, this feminine sentence ending particle, わ It's already 1:30!
はい。すごいフェミニンな。
ありがとうございます。This is followed by?
何かあったのかしら?
I wonder if something happened.Now, where is something in here?
何か
Something. We have the interrogative what, 何 or 何, and this is followed by か, indicating something. This is followed by?
あった
Which is the plain past of the verb ある. So literally, something there is, I wonder, かしら, I wonder. The no in there is to add emphasis. のかしら. Literally, something there is, I wonder.I wonder if something happened. In Japanese, this expression, 何かがあった something happened. Literally, something there is, but interpreted or translated as something happened.、
Mm.
So I wonder if something happened. Then we have?
遅れる人じゃないのに
He's not one to be late. And here, this のに is adding emphasis to the fact that he's not somebody to be late. So...Again, it kind of adding up to something happened, or even though he's not one to usually be late, he's late. Then we have?
携帯もつながらないし。
I can't get his cell phone. And in this sentence, the key point here is the she at the end. We have literally 携帯, cell phone, followed by particle も. Cell phone also won't connect つながらない. But then the she...Among other things, so he's late. No contact from him or I can't get him. among these things, like, not just that the phone won't connect, but there's all these things that make it a very strange situation. Then we have?
心配だわ.
I'm worried. Again, sentence ending particle wa.
なんか嫌な予感がする.
I have a bad feeling. Here the nanka is acting as a filler. So she's thinking about to say nanka. I have a bad feeling. So it's not the same as above where nanika, something. This is just a filler. Then we have
実家に電話しようかな.
I wonder if I should call his house. Okay, now I want to talk about this sentence ending particle wa. I just have this feeling it's kind of used by older women who really want to sound feminine.
I think you're right.
So, yeah, guys, you don't really have to worry about this one.
もしアキヒロさんが和を使って話したら、ちょっと私びっくりするかもしれないですね。
Yeah, if Akihiro starts speaking with a wa at the end of his sentences,
I'll be very surprised.
But more fun with this. Yes, we'll focus on male, masculine speech in a different lesson.
そうですね。
Okay, that is gonna do it for today.
じゃあ、また!
お疲れ様!
おそいわね! 何してるのかしら? もう1時半だわ! 何かあったのかしら? 遅れる人じゃないのに… 携帯も繋がらないし、心配だわ。なんか嫌な予感がする。実家に電話しようかな。